I'm Aaron Schachter, and this is The World. It's been a rough winter so far in Britain, not as cold as it's been here in the U.S., but a lot stormier than usual, and that's led to a lot of flooding around the British Isles. In fact, flooding is a growing concern for the country as climate change sets in, and that's led the government to start thinking differently about how it protects its coasts. Christopher Wirth has our story as part of our ongoing coverage of rising sea levels around the world.
Do you want to have a little look down here?
Gareth Finney steps inside his 350-year-old pub in Faversham, England, and walks me through the day last month when the sea nearly flooded this old market town, about an hour's train ride east of London.
You can see the devastation as we walk along.
Faversham straddles a creek on the edge of a vast estuary near the North Sea. And in December, this part of Britain saw one of its highest storm surges in 60 years. It left several feet of water in Finney's pub.
The water just came all the way through into our dessert kitchen. We have large oak floor beams, and now the floor needs replacing completely because you can't dry wood out that's that wet.
Finney has reopened for business, but he hopes something can be done so this doesn't happen again.
In order to prevent flooding here on the creek, we need to see some kind of gate put in and divert the surge when necessary.
With global sea levels rising, high storm surges are likely to become a lot more common, which has a lot of Britons questioning the strength of the country's sea defenses. The British government says it expects to spend over $1.5 billion over the next two decades, shoring up seawalls and tidal barriers to protect coastal areas. But it's also decided there are some places that it's better letting go of.
Where we're standing at the moment, in an hour or two's time, this will be underwater.
Andrew Gillam is with the UK's Environment Agency. I met him about 100 miles from Faversham on Britain's south coast. Gillam walks to the end of a stone beach with waves roaring in off the English Channel and points to roughly 500 acres of once dry farmland that is now being swallowed by the incoming tide.
The area will become like a large lake full of salt water, and then obviously at low tide that will drain out again.
Gillam's job has always been to essentially prevent flooding, but flooding is just what he wants to have happen here. This stretch of coastline near the town of Selsey is very vulnerable. It was an island before it was connected to the mainland long ago, and the Environment Agency used to go to, well, almost absurd lengths to protect it. Gillam says there was a team of bulldozers at the ready to rebuild the shingle or stone beach whenever it was threatened.
Every high tide, pretty much, if the weather was rough over the winter, they'd be out here for months at a time pushing the shingle back up. So we went past the point that it became realistic to carry on doing that, and that's why we've done something different.
That something different was to buy out the farmers here, build a new earthen seawall further inland, and then punch a big hole in the old shingle beach and let the water come rushing in.
You can see where the grass was. That's now being stripped off by the sea, exposing some of the earth behind. And this whole area is basically going to be a mixture of mudflat, grassland, and marshland.
Gillam says the restored flood zone will bear the brunt of future storm surges and rough tides and better protect the surrounding community. It'll also create a new nature reserve. But, of course, you can't just cede land to the sea without stirring some controversy. As sea levels rise, Gillam says there's a natural desire to keep building higher and higher defenses.
But I think we need to move away from thinking that we have to hold every bit of coastline exactly where it is. That's a battle we won't win. We are broadly looking at perhaps up to a metre of sea level rise over the next 100 years, you know, and that would be very significant.
Wilbur.
On the dry side of the new coastline, Chris Howarth, Jill Pearson, and their dogs, Wilbur and Dodie, step out of their old farmhouse. The new seawall runs right outside the couple's kitchen window. And for a while, Howarth says they were afraid their home would be deluged by the English Channel.
For a period of 2 years, there was a huge indecision of whether or not we were in an area that was going to be allowed to flood and we would lose everything.
They did not lose everything. In fact, the changes have made their property easier to insure. But Pearson, who's lived here for 20 years, is sorry to have lost the land she loves beyond the seawall.
Now, when I go down there, the whole place has changed so hugely, and everything's unrecognisable. And you'll suddenly see a fence post and think, oh, that's where I am, because otherwise you would have no idea.
Pearson is resigned to the idea that Britain and its coastline must adapt to rising sea levels. She just wishes it wasn't happening in her backyard. For The World, I'm Christopher Wirth near Selsey, England.